Good day, this is the Farm Market News broadcast number 412 for Friday, May 29th. I'm Taryn Shields. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was stronger on Friday, with the July contract breaking above the key resistance level of $470 per ton. Canola values were anywhere from $6 to $8 higher, July up $6 at $472.60 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar and a sharp rally in Chicago soy oil futures were supportive as they made canola more attractive to domestic crushers. Concerns about dryness negatively affecting canola crops in parts of Saskatchewan and Alberta added to the bullish tone, though rain is in the longer-term forecast for some regions. Forecasts are calling for temperatures below freezing in parts of Manitoba Friday night, which could also cause damage to crops as many are at a vulnerable growth stage. Spillover buying also came from the gains in Chicago soybeans. However, the large global oilseed supply situation and sentiment that canola is looking expensive relative to other oilseeds limited the gains. Generally, good weather for U.S. soybean crop planting and development was also overhanging the market. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures in Winnipeg were untraded and unchanged. Looking at the U.S. market, soybean futures were stronger Friday, while corn and wheat prices moved lower. Soybean futures were anywhere from 2 to 8 cents higher, July up 8.25 cents at $9.34 per bushel. Signs of good commercial and export demand for U.S. soybeans underpinned values, as did the sharp rally seen in soy oil futures. Worries about possible supply disruptions in Argentina, as there could be more worker strikes in the country, were also bullish, though good weather for U.S. soybeans and the large global supply situation limited the upside. Wheat values in Chicago were down sharply as funds liquidated their long positions ahead of the weekend. Prices ranged from 10 to 14 cents lower, July down 10.75 cents at $4.78 a bushel. Improving weather forecasts for wheat crops in Russia and Canada further undermined values, as did weak export demand and strength in the U.S. dollar. Though ongoing worries about unfavorable conditions for U.S. wheat crops tempered the downside. Corn values were lower as well, following the decline seen in wheat. Values were anywhere from 1 to 3 cents lower, July down 2 cents at $3.51.5 per bushel. General strength in the U.S. dollar index also weighed on corn. News that the EPA in the U.S. reduced ethanol volume requirements was also bearish, though demand still remained steady from the industry, which was supportive. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, May 29th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Taryn Shields.